One Islamic country starting to move towards democracy is Bahrain. Reforms began in the Persian Gulf Emirate in 1999 when a new emir took over. He overhauled state security laws and released political dissidents from jail. He also promised elections in which both men and women would vote by 2003. Bahrain is home to the U.S. Navy Fifth Fleet. Nalita Fukuro is a fellow at Exeter University in Great Britain. She says the changes in Bahrain have become more pronounced in the last decade.
The pro-democratic movement gathered momentum in the 1990s, and demands of democracy have focused on restoration of the 1973 constitution, which has set the terms of the democratic debate.
So what was the country like before this constitution?
Well, the country was ruled by Great Britain, who had a very strange form of semi-colonial control. Great Britain ended control in 1971.
Now, what prompted the country to change?
First of all, Bahrain has a very developed tradition of widespread and sophisticated political culture and political organizations dating back to the 1930s and the 1950s. Bahrain society is a very educated society indeed, as Bahrain was the first country to modernize in the region. Another important feature of Bahrain is the fact that as a unique country in the Gulf, it includes a majority of Shias, obviously besides Iran. And the Shia population has been particularly active in this pro-democratic movement, particularly as a result of pressure, or at least alleged pressure, upon the Shia population on the part of the ruling families, the Al-Khalifa, who are Sunni.
So there is a healthy opposition in Bahrain.
Yes, indeed. This opposition, until a couple of months ago, was actually based in Britain, a fact which in the course of the 1990s, when civil unrest broke out, created quite a lot of friction between the Bahraini and the British governments.
What sort of impact has Bahrain's experiment had on other countries in the region?
Well, the 1990s had quite an important impact on the region, as all or the majority of Gulf Cooperation country states have watched very closely the developments in Bahrain, and they were very keen to ensure that Bahrain's stability was maintained.
So there are political parties in Bahrain and they're allowed to function?
No, there are not political parties as yet, but as I said before, there is a very, very developed political culture. The Emir has recently announced, I think 2 weeks ago, has announced that a political party will be allowed to function within the new constitutional government.
Very good, thank you.
Bye.
Nalita Fukuro is a fellow at Britain's Exeter University and an expert on Bahrain.